Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Ms. Arthur, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Dorothy. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Dorothy. Are you okay to have a quick chat with me for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Dorothy, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Don't
worry. Here at MMA is I'm a senior investigator. What that means is I get to know you, I get to know your case, and I go out and try and find all of the information, all of the relevant information from the likes of local authorities, NHS, police.
Okay.
And I will help build your case with you. The reason why we do that is so we can maximise your claim value.
Okay.
Just put as much, you know, meat on the bone as we can.
Uh-huh.
Now, obviously, you've been in three care settings I've got here. I don't really want to go back over that in your statements with you because I don't want to drag you through it. What my job here and today is just to understand how your life, your adult life, has been affected by your time in care. Now, what I mean by that is whether you've suffered from any sort of anxiety, depression, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance abuses. That'll then obviously help to build a picture of how the care, your time in care, has impacted on your life.
While in care, I was medicated with clopromazine, which was an antipsychotic now. That was instead of like Ritalin for people with. I feel as if I had a couple of syndromes when I was younger, like ADHD
Can you give me that medicine again, please?
It was called clopromazine. Clopromazine.
Clopromazine.
Yeah, it's they call it Legacto.
Yeah,
and they used to say
that
they used to say that I had the Legacto shuffle because I couldn't run because I was an abscondee. I ran away from everywhere.
Ah, okay. So was that like a dope? Was that a dope you up, was it?
Yeah.
Clients. So she couldn't run away. Okay. Do you suffer with any sort of any depression or any anxiety?
Well, very much so. To the point that I don't really trust doctors anymore because the doctors never ever noticed the abuse.
Yeah,
I was in hospital a few times through care and while I was in care.
Just on that, Dorothy, was that with
assaults? I thought I had a fracture skull. That should be in my medical records.
Yeah, well.
I tried to get an overdose.
Things and overdose. Is this all while in care or is this?
While in care.
While in care, okay. What I'm going to ask, Dorothy, is can you remember which hospital you were taken to?
I think one of them was the Western, Glasgow Western Infirmary.
Okay, Glasgow. That's not there anymore, is it?
No, it's not there anymore.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll write to the local NHS trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll obtain your medical.
Because see, when I ask now for my history for the GP, it only gets back to. It doesn't get right back. So I don't know whether the local authorities get that part or.
Yeah,
social work.
I'll uncover it for you. Did you have a fractured skull or was it a suspected fractured skull?
Suspected fractured skull. But a couple of months ago, the police actually came out and asked me, did I want to be a witness for
assault?
Because I'd been hospitalised there. So.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course, did you. Are you a witness in that case?
No.
Okay, you've got got your own reasons for that. I'm not going to dig into that, Dorothy. May I take your GP's details, please, Dorothy?
Yep. It's Dr. Nimmel.
Nimmel.
M-I-M-M-O.
M-I-N-N.
M-M.
I think we've got our M's and N's.
Yes.
It starts with an N, does it?
It starts with an N. An N. Yeah. Nimmel. N-I-M-M-O.
Oh, Nimmel. Okay. And tell me the surgery details, please.
Yeah. Do you want the address?
Yeah, that's just the practice details.
Right. 80-90 Kingsbonds Drive.
90 Kingthorn.
Kingsbonds. K-I-N.
Yeah.
F-A-U-N-S.
Drive, is that?
Drive.
Yeah. And what's the name of the practice?
I don't know the name of the practice. She says Dr. Nemo and Greg, I don't know.
Okay. It's okay. So I've got K-I-N-S-A-Y-U-A-N-S. Is that wrong?
That's wrong.
Yeah.
K for King, I for igloo.
Yeah.
N, S for fire.
Yeah.
A for ant.
Yeah.
U.
Yeah.
N. S. Yeah.
Okay. Kinoff.
Kinfons.
Kinfons, yeah. Drive.
Yeah.
And whereabouts is that? Is that Glasgow?
It's from Chapel, Glasgow.
Chapel, Glasgow?
Drum Chapel.
Oh, Drum Chapel, yeah. Drum. Okay, that's all I need. I'll go and find that, and I'll get the contact details. I'll only do that with your permission as well, Dorothy.
Yeah. Have you had any words about the care files? Because I'd really like to see them.
I'll give you them. Let me just make a note. I'll share all of the information with you, Dorothy.
Brilliant.
Ultimately, it's your information.
Yep.
So I'll give you absolutely everything that I get.
Brilliant.
Once files.
Because I asked, social work, I was still under care at 17. I asked them for them, they told me they couldn't give me them, so I'd just like to see them.
Yeah, I'll get you everything I get, I'll give a copy to you.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to do, Dorothy, is I'm going to write to the NHS, mm-hmm. I'm going to write to the GP, I'm going to write to the local authorities for the three care sessions that I have.
That was, you see when my file comes, that was one of many I was in. That was three of many I was in.
I was
an absconder.
Okay, I'll get all of the information I can for you. Then what I'm going to do, Dorothy, is I'm going to present you with that information. I'll send it to you. We'll go through it together.
Brilliant.
We'll then go through all of your statements for each care setting.
Okay.
Make sure that we've got absolutely everything. Before we submit it to the Scottish Redress.
Okay.
What I'm going to ask Dorothy between now and then, which may take anywhere up to 10 months, because these local authorities aren't quick, is you have a think about a witness, not for the abuse or not for your time in care, but a witness that has seen the impact.
All right, okay.
On you in your later years, in your later life. Just bear that in mind. Once we have all that information, once we've got your witness statement, your final statement, we'll submit that to Scottish Redress. We'll then wait for a panel date. The panel will then make a ruling on your case. They will hopefully give us an offer. You'll be involved in that process as well, so obviously we'll tell you what the offer is.
Brilliant.
You'll be able to decide whether you want to take that money or we go back and ask for more. Hopefully we're done.
And I get a certificate apologising.
Hopefully, you'll get a certificate and an apology from the Scottish Government.
Brilliant.
Which obviously is not going to...
That's all that matters. I just want them to recognise it.
Well, that's it. That's the key thing, isn't it? That the amount of survivors that I speak to are not bothered about the money. They just want the recognition is, you know, probably outweighs 90% to 10%.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you for phoning.
So not just one sec, Dorothy, just yeah. before I let you go. So that's me going forward. Do you have any questions about me, what my job is now going forward, and what I'm going to do for you?
No, you've sort of explained it as you went along.
Perfect. So I just, because of the sensitivity of the nature of this claim, I do need to explain to you, obviously, our fees and how we got to this point.
Yeah.
So there's three different ways, Dorothy, you could have, or you still can, apply to Scottish Redress. You don't need a solicitor, you could do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you'd have to go out and get the information yourself.
Yeah.
And submit it, and then it's then whether you trust the Scottish Government to give you a fair...
No, well, I don't. That's the point.
Well, you've been let down by these many times over. There are other law firms out there, Dorothy, that participate in what's called the
I'm quite happy with MMA.
Perfect. I do need to run through your details just to make sure that we are on the same page. So there are other law firms out there that participate in a government legal fee scheme. What that means is the government will pay them £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw. I can't go into detail about what they do. I can't say whether that's good or bad. We don't do that. We don't want the money from the Scottish Government. We want to hitch our wagon to your horse. We enter into a private fee agreement with you. It's a no-win, no-fee. If you win, we win. The more we get for you, the more we win, the more you win.
Yeah.
So it's in our best interest to try and maximise your claim value. Our fees are capped at 20%, including VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Okay.
And you'll also never pay us if we're not successful for you either.
Okay.
Do you understand those three?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Are we still okay to go ahead with your claim?
Yes, please.
Excellent. One last thing, Dorothy. You do have a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is after 14 days, we can start work on your case. But you do have the right to waive the 14 days and we can start working on your case immediately.
Okay.
Are you happy to waive the 14
days? No, I'm happy to continue immediately.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Dorothy, after this call, I will start the process of collating all your information, getting you as much information as possible and maximising, hopefully, your claim value.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Perfect. Dorothy, thank you very much. I'll send you a letter out in the next couple of weeks with all our contact information, any after-hours numbers that you need us for.
Brilliant.
If you need us for any emergencies, if you're not feeling great, give me a call.
Okay.
I don't care what time it is. We'll pick up. Someone will pick up. Mostly, it'll likely be me. And I can talk to you and advise you on.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dorothy.
Thank you.
I'll give you a call in the next few weeks.
All right, then. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Bye-bye.
Good night now. Bye-bye. Bye.